Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. It's great when your friends email you a funny video that's doing the rounds at the time. Well, a while back, a more gruesome video was doing the rounds. It was of a man and his lover in the Middle East being stoned to death. The Guardian newspaper in the UK did a story late 2010 about another such incident with the headline, Stoning in Iran, Brutality Pure and Simple, and how the authorities over there were embarrassed by the international attention stonings were getting. It was specifically about a 43-year-old Iranian woman who was convicted of an illicit relationship outside of marriage and was facing imminent stoning to death in Tabriz. And 15 others were also facing the same fate. The woman had already been in jail for 5 years and received 99 lashes for an offence the newspaper article says there is no evidence for. I remember reading the newspaper story written in the Jerusalem Morning Herald in the year 31 AD. You know where I am. Of when people brought an adulterous woman to Jesus 2,000 years ago to stone her, and Jesus responded, "Let the person who is without sin cast the first stone." Gradually, everyone went back to their homes and left her on the ground there in front of Jesus. My heart truly breaks to hear about the inhumanity committed around the world. When we transport ourselves back to today, our cushy little suburb, our 9-to-5 job, I wonder, why can't we have more respect for the ones we love, for our workmates, our neighbours, the down and out we stepped over in the street? It's so easy for life to be all about us, all about our pain, all about our needs, our wants. And when we hear stories like this Iranian woman, we come across them on our computer screen, the graphic pictures of the inhumanity they suffer. When we see the guy in the park with one leg missing from his war effort in Kuwait, doesn't it kind of make us think, gee, we've got it good in comparison? What are we complaining about? Why are we being so disrespectful to others? At least I have two legs. At least I'm 6 foot tall. At least I'm not being hauled off to the countryside to be buried up to my waist to have stones thrown at me till I die. By the way, that's how a few of Jesus' disciples died, which makes me wonder, if the guys followed Jesus around in the flesh, would they have died such a gruesome death for someone who was a liar and delusional? I'm Aaron Wright, for the Salvos. Oh, and sorry it's been a bit heavy this week. Next week I'll be talking about how to make fairy floss in 5 different colours.